Sierra Maestra in session for World Roots, which was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell.
On Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle, The Ring of the Nibelung. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Berlin Staatskapelle in the first complete performance of the Ring Cycle in a single prom season. A cast hand-picked from Barenboim's recent Ring Cycles in Berlin and Milan, his first Wagner operas in the United Kingdom. The cycle begins with Das Rheingold, tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3 at 7 o'clock.
Well, that, of course, is one of the highlights of the 2013 proms, but it isn't the only prom tomorrow. Being Monday, we'll be spending our lunch hour enjoying proms chamber music live from Cadogan Hall. The Wellgas Ensemble under Paul van Navel take the opportunity to explore the little-known choral music of 15th and 16th century Poland. That begins just after the 1 o'clock news tomorrow. And before it, at midday, Donald MacLeod presents Tchaikovsky as our new Composer of the Week. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. It's time for Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Lineup. Today we're coming once again from Wavendon, the home of one of the greatest jazz dynasties in the UK, the Dankworths. This recording is part of an all-day celebration Jazz Lineup is hosting at Wavendon as part of the Music in the Garden series. On today's programme, we have music from the Leanne Carroll Trio, Alan Barnes leading a highly creative trio, the Buck Clayton Legacy Band featuring vocalist Michael Roach. This fine group keeps alive the spirit of the great trumpeter Buck Clayton, one of the stars of the legendary Count Basie Band of the 30s and also a recording artist in his own right. The band is co-led by saxophonist Matthias Seufert and bassist Alan Shipton, and they play original music that Buck Clayton gave to Alan, who also helped to complete his autobiography just before Buck died. So let's get straight to the music. Please welcome a group that definitely swings, opening with All the Cats Join In. It's the Buck Clayton Legacy Band.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. Very nice to see you all here in the sunny gardens at Wavendon. This is the Buck Clayton Legacy Band. Let me quickly just introduce the members of the band. On alto saxophone and clarinet, Alan Barnes. Tenor saxophone and clarinet, Matthias Seifert. The arranger of that last piece, All the Cats Join In, and on trumpet, Menno Darms. Also on trumpet, Ian Smith. On trombone, also one of the arrangers of the band, Adrian Fry. Playing this very specially modified Wavendon outdoor piano, Martin Lytton. Keeping alive the tradition of the acoustic guitar, Martin Wheatley. And my favourite drummer in all of these islands, Bobby Worth. Now, we've billed this concert as Kansas City Blues, and I'm absolutely delighted now that we're being joined by our very special guest, blues singer Michael Roach.
Hello, Wavendon. Say, we're switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight. Football. We're switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight. Said I'm going home to see my baby, yes I am. Yeah, I'm going home to see my baby, yes I am. I'm going home to see my baby. I give her lots of money and I don't mean a baby. I'm going home to see my baby, yes I am. Said, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Said, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? My baby, yes I am. said I'm going home to see my baby. Yes, I am. I'm going home to see my baby. I give her lots of loving and I don't mean maybe. I'm going home to see my baby. Yes, I am. Yeah, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Oh, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Said, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday when you got all day Monday? Here's a great song, one of my favorites from the whole Buck Clayton, Jimmy Rushing legacy. It's a great piece. It's called I Get the Blues When It Rains. Shed in vain. Now I'm sat and wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. It rained when I found you.
Change in me.
little closer all the time. Through the years, joy and tears, just the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. No changes can tear it apart. If all the dry land changed the sea, it would never make any change.
I hope you enjoyed that first set from the Buck Clayton Legacy Band featuring vocalist Michael Roach. We're going to go to some more music in a moment, but before we do that, Just going to have a short chat with Alan Shipton, one of the co-leaders of the group, and Michael Roach. Alan, this is great party music. The feel-good factor is high, isn't it?
Well, I think all the great Kansas City bands had that feeling about them. You had to keep punters spending their money in the bars of Kansas City until the small hours of the morning. So I guess that's what we're doing, is playing the kind of material that would have had rhythm sections like us worn out, playing for soloist after soloist and singer after singer.
Alan, you helped Buck Clayton to complete his autobiography, and he left some music for you, which you've been playing, these original scores, which Matthias Seufert has kind of turned into something really special here. I believe they were from sketches. But tell me about that moment when you found out that Buck Clayton had actually left you this music.
Well, Buck had written his autobiography with a co-author, Nancy Miller Elliott, who's a very fine jazz photographer. In fact, she used to be the photographer for Art Ford's jazz party. So any of those clips on YouTube, you can sometimes see her scurrying around behind Henry Red Allen or Coleman Hawkins with her camera taking pictures. And Nancy gave me a call. I was in New York, and she said, "I've got something for you." And I went round to Nancy's apartment in Yorkville, a part of New York that Buck had actually written a piece about. And there was this box full of yellowing music. And some of it was full band arrangements, some of it were lead sheets. And my most treasured possession, which we don't play, but the story is that when the Basie Band arrived in New York in 1937 from Kansas City, they played entirely from head arrangements. They didn't know the music they were playing. And as gradually people left the band, they had to write down what they were doing. So Buck actually transcribed from some of their early records the music that they were playing. And I have his full band transcription of Jumpin' at the Woodside, which he then handed out to the band so that they could play the music that they'd done on record.
Michael, are you familiar, I take it you are, with that music, that classic Kansas City blues music, Buck Clayton?
I grew up listening to a lot of that Big Joe Turner sound, and Jimmy Rushin was very prominent within, you know, African-American collectors' music circles. When you go through everybody's record collection, you always saw Jimmy Rushin, Jimmy Witherspoon, the two Jimmys, I call them. You would always find LPs by them. And so, yeah, I was very familiar with the sound, but not in this context with me being a participant.
So it's a new experience for you.
Yeah.
Alan, I believe that Buck actually brought Jimmy Rushin and Big Joe Turner, some of these vocalists, to the UK. He worked with vocalists a lot, didn't he?
Looking around the audience here, I suspect there may be one or two people who saw Big Joe Turner on tour with Humphrey Littleton and Buck Clayton back in the 1950s and 60s. And, yeah, both those singers toured with Buck quite a bit. There's some wonderful broadcasts from the early 60s with Jimmy Rushin singing with Buck Clayton's All Stars, which is a very similar lineup to this, except that particular band didn't have an acoustic guitar, but otherwise the same lineup as we have now.
Right, we're going to get to the second set. What are you going to start with?
We're starting with a new arrangement by Menno Darms of a piece that was very famous in the Buck Clayton jam sessions called Blue Lou.
OK, ladies and gentlemen, the Buck Clayton Legacy Band featuring Michael Roach on vocal, Matthias Seufert on reeds, Alan Shipton on bass, Menno Darms and Ian Smith on trumpets, Alan Barnes on reeds, Adrian Fry on trombone, Martin Litton on piano, Martin Wheatley on guitar, and Bobby Worth on drums, starting their second set, the Buck Clayton Legacy Band. We'll be right back.
Well, that was Blue Lou in a new arrangement. Now I'd like to welcome back to the stage Michael Roach.
Thank you. Now, here's an old classic blues number. Now, this one was right up my alley when I heard this one was put in the set. Everybody know this one from Billie Holiday. Ain't nobody's business. But with the rushing version, he go, ain't nobody's business. If I should get in an ocean and jump into the ocean, 'tain't nobody's business if I do. Rather than persecute me, I choose that you would shoot me. It ain't nobody's business if I do. Give her all my money, you know she calls me honey. It ain't nobody's business if I do. One day she'll hug me, the next day she don't love me. It ain't nobody's business if I do.
of town. I'm gonna move way on the outskirts of town. From here, I don't want me no ice man. Gonna buy me a Frigidaire and we move way on the outskirts of town. I don't want nobody always hanging round. Something, honey, as funny as it can be. But if we have any children, I want them all to look like me when we move way on the outskirts of town. That'll stop that old grocery boy and keep him away when we move way on the outskirts of town.
The Buck Clayton Legacy Band and Michael Roach. Just a quick run through the band again. Adrian Fry on trombone. On trumpets, Ian Smith and Men at Arms. On saxophones, Alan Barnes, Matthias Seifert. On the piano, Martin Litton. On the guitar, Martin Wheatley. On the drums, Bobby Worth. My name's Alan Shipton. So technically, we've run our allotted course, but would you like one more?
Yeah.
You gonna take us to Kansas City?
Yes, sir.
Corner, 12th Street and Vine. Standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. With some pretty little women in the bottle of Kansas City wine.
Stop time.
Well, I might take a plane, I might take a train, but if I got to walk or get there, just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
They got some pretty little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Walk or get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some pretty little women there, and I'm gonna get them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Buck Clayton Legacy Band here at the Stables. Michael Roach on vocal, Matthias Seufert and Reeds, the co-leader, with Alan Shipton on bass, the other co-leader, Menno Dams and Ian Smith on trumpets, Alan Barnes on reeds, Adrian Fry on trombone, Martin Litton on piano, Martin Wheatley on guitar, and Bobby Worth on drums. Oh, yes, indeed. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Kevin Legendre, on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from Wavendon as part of a special Music in the Garden, broadcast from the home of one of Britain's most loved jazz families, the Dankworths. Coming up next, Alan Barnes leading a highly creative trio that brings together the clarinetist, pianist Dave Newton, and percussionist Paul Clarvis. Thank you.
There's a perfect piece for a English garden festival. It's called Shivers. Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to continue with a piece by Sidney Bechet and Earl Hines. It took two of them to write this 12-bar theme, and it's called Blues in Thirds. David Newton will set the scene on his electric piano.
Thank you.
We're going to play one of my tunes now. Oh. Usually gets groans that, but this is based on the chords of Out of Nowhere. And it's written as a tribute to Coleman Hawkins, man who I can't imagine anybody who less needs a tribute than Coleman Hawkins. He's, you know, he stands alone really without anybody else's involvement. And but this is a tune called The Hawk. Here we go. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the music from Alan Barnes and his Licorice Stick All Sorts, featuring Dave Newton and Paul Clarvis. Coming up next, a real treat. This artist is one of the finest vocalists in British jazz, a multiple award winner. It's my pleasure to introduce the great Leanne Carroll and her trio, the Leanne Carroll Trio.
Forgotten the words I love you. Every memory that we ever shared, you ignore every star high up above you. I can't realize that you ever can. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. And no need to tell me that that we're through. It's all over now. You've changed. You've forgotten the words I love you. Every memory that we ever shared. Up above you, I can't realize that you ever cared. You've changed. You are not the angel I once knew. No need to tell. It's all over now. You've changed.
Thank you very much indeed.
that he would stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a bounder, he's a scoundrel and he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him, even I've got it pretty bad. But you can never tell a winner, he'll show up, he'll give you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no good pup, but I wish that he wouldn't double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing left to say. He's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. A new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I wish that he would stay that way. He is a tramp, he is a bounder, he's a cat, he's a tramp, and I love him, you know, even I have got a pretty bad. But you can never tell her when you show up, he'll give you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no good pup, but I wish that he would double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, but there's nothing left to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. I kind of wish that I could travel his way. But I wish down, ship, down, boy. It's time for it all to be about me again. I hope that's all right. And Paul, Roger, and Mark are probably coming halfway through. Oh, please join in the chorus. That would be really lovely. Hear yourselves on radio.
you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing, no, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten. Got a friend.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice singing there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Leanne Carroll Trio. Well, that's it for today. A huge thank you to all the musicians who've performed for us at our special Music in the Garden celebration here at Wavendon. Leanne Carroll and her trio, Alan Barnes and his licorice stick All Sorts, featuring Dave Newton and Paul Clavis, and of course, the Buck Clayton Legacy Band with guest vocalist Michael Roach. Remember, there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. Next week, there's actually no jazz lineup because BBC Radio 3 presents music from WOMAD, but Jazz Lineup will be back in 2 weeks' time, featuring a very special concert with Bobby Wellens recorded at this year's Glasgow Jazz Festival. Till next time, from me, Kevin Legendre, bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. For the first 2 hours and 20 minutes this morning, I'm bringing you a complete performance of Handel's very first oratorio, Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno, which he composed in Rome in 1707. Handel revised it many years later in London, in Italian, and then in English, as The Triumph of Time and Truth. But this is the original version, setting a text by one of his Roman patrons, Cardinal Pamphili. In it, the characters of pleasure, time, and enlightenment, or insight, struggle for influence over the personification of beauty, with the latter two trying to persuade her to lay aside her quest for worldly gratification and aspire to a higher reward than pleasure can offer her. If you've visited the Palazzo Doria Pamphili in Rome, then you'll know how artistically well-connected the family was. The cardinal had extended that family art collection, and he was a skilled librettist. He was an experienced confessor, too, who'd reformed his own life, so he knew how to tell such a story in words suitable for Handel to set to music. The roles of beauty and pleasure, bellezza and piacere, are sung by the soprano Sabina de Vier and the mezzo Anna Reinhold, and tempo and disinganno are sung by the tenor Nicholas Mulroy and the contralto Mélodie Rouvieux. Alexis Kosenko directs Les Ambassadeurs. So here's part one of Handel's Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno, beginning with beauty contemplating herself in the mirror and believing pleasure's promises that he can help her preserve her looks. Thank you.
Fiore, in un sol giorno, e fa due belle.